Glory, glory. Woo. Yes, Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you.
Woo, glory. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Woo. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ever tell the story, lift up your hearts and praise the Lord. Oh, let's praise, 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 praise the Lord. Let the people of the Lord praise His name. Yes, give Him the glory and ever tell the story. Lift up your hearts and praise the Lord. Yes, let's praise, 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 praise the Lord. Let the people of the Lord praise His name. Give Him the glory, ever tell the story. Lift up your heart and praise the Lord. Praise, 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 praise the Lord. Let the
to say something real quick. The youth were just talking about this right here, about how are we willing to praise the Lord. Youth, the Lord is challenging us. Reach up your hands and praise Him. Are we really going to praise Him? Are we really going to praise the Lord like we said we're going to? The Lord is challenging us to praise His name. Are we really going to lift our hands and praise His name? Can we right here praise our name and just close our eyes and reach in and touch the Spirit of the Lord and bring it into our house, bring it into our heart? Just reach in and touch the Lord. Lord.
Right. Jesús, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias por tu palabra, Señor. Gracias, Jesús. Oh, gracias, Señor, por tu amor. Gracias por tu misericordia. Gracias por tu amor. Oh, gracias. Oh, praise the Lord. 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 Amen. 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 Oh, 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 gracias, Señor. Oh, shit. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias por tu palabra. Oh, gracias por tu misericordia. Oh, 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 préstalo. Oh, préstalo. Oh, aleluya, 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 aleluya. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, gracias por tu visita. Gracias por tu visita, Señor. Oh, gracias, Señor. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you. right. He's all right. So oh, hallelujah. That's what I think about him. Hey, oh, man, I tell you, God is so good. He got all our answers to all our questions. Got a solution to all our problems. I believe that if we lean on him like we should, begin to depend on him, just, you know, let everything in this world go and depend on Jesus. You know, that's what we are. The people that's going to be part of his, going to be part of his bride and reign with him in heaven, I believe that's the kind of people that's going to reign with him, is the one that eventually began to turn everything loose. You know, it's hard to do that if you're not used to. You know, we're trying to be taught that way, to learn how to trust the Lord and everything. And everything, you know, trust the Lord. You know, brother, we hear all these different stories, you know, Brother Tuck used to tell us about some, and, you know, some of them are, you know, funny jokes and all, but they're really trying to get us thinking, because we really, you know, we have a lot of words in our conversation and our talk and things that we do. You know, a lot of it, like Sister Crow said, we know what we know it now, let's show it. But anyway, that's, you know, that's let's do it. So anyway, that's what this is all about. But we do have to talk about it some, though. You know, you have to kind of get your thoughts together and your mind on the Lord before you can do anything. You know, like in the Bible talks about this king, you know, said if you're going to go into battle, you know, you need to consider what you can do with the amount of armors you have. You know, if you got 10,000, you got going against somebody with 20,000, you need to consider, you know, if you're going to be able to win this battle, you know. Kind of up against it, you know. So, you know, we're up against it, really. What we're trying to do actually is impossible. So if we even think that we can do it, then we already are defeated, you know, because we're not, we're trying to get in our thinking, you know, change our thinking, the way we think, because anytime I start thinking I can do it, you know, I can do this, you know. God can do it. You know, if I begin to lean on him, like I should, then I know God can do it. And that's what I'm trying to do, adjust my thinking. Sometimes I get pretty comfortable in what I'm doing, you know, and what I feel like I can do. I get pretty comfortable sometimes thinking, you know, I can do this. But I know I can't. Anytime I'm in my comfort zone, it's probably not good, you know, because I know when we get out of our comfort zone, we start leaning on the Lord, walking into areas that we're not, you know, not sure about, you know, that we know it's going to take faith in God to be able to get us through it. And that's really where we, you know, should put our efforts in things that, in the area that because we know this walk, where we, our message here, and this that we hear so much in this church is about being like Jesus, being perfect, and being an overcomer, and to have. The Bible said, you know, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, begin to at least, you know, set our affections on things above, not on things on this earth. Now, how can you, you know, we in this earth, on this earth all the time, everything we do, you know, we're tied to it. You know, we are, everything we do, you know, tied to this earth. And then, you know, Jesus makes those kind of statements, you know, to set your affection. You know, how else, you know, everything you know to do. You know, all your life, you know, that you've been raised to do, how to survive in this world, how to even just learn and get an education to make a living, to live in this world, to get along with your fellow man in this world, the laws of this land that we live in. You know, we learn all this in our lifetime. And then here come a man that says that we're to not to think that we know that about, that we've learned about all our life. Those are not the things we're to set our affections on. We're to set our affections on a world that we're getting acquainted with. We're learning about it. You know, this is another world, you know. That's why our help comes from another source. That's what Jesus, you know, every now and then he would get, I don't know if he'd get to feeling good or what, but he'd talk to his disciples, you know, and they was getting concerned about, you know, feeding the multitude that was following him, and he would tell them, you know, he would throw something at them like that. I have meat that you know not of. You know, he wasn't talking about fish that he had, although he did miracles and fed, you know, 5,000 with the fish and the loaves of bread, but that wasn't what he was talking about. You know, when he said, I have meat that you know not of. You know, he was feeding on something that wasn't out there that they could see. You know, that wasn't the physical world that they was so acquainted with. You know, and that's the kind of source that we really have at our disposal. We really have access to a world that's not the physical world that we're so used to in this world. So that's what we like to tap into, you know, begin to have faith in God and begin to believe, you know, that God's going to help us and that he's helping us already. You know, his word, you know, he give us our word and then give us power and strength to be able to walk in this world and to be able to lean on that. And I know I'm not always conscious of the things that God gives us and the blessings that he gives us. I'm not always conscious of those things. I wish I could set my mind on these things, you know, meditate, you know, like David said, on his word, you know, on his law. Meditate on his law day and night. You know, I don't know if that's possible, but anyway, that's what he said. You know, if we can just meditate on his law day and night, you know, I know some people get tired of doing the same thing, but I don't think you get tired of the things of God. I mean, when you begin to think about it and even his word and begin to think the depth that you find, you know, and just reading like the Bible through it all the time. And it seems like you'd get tired of that, but I don't, because I get so much out of it. And every time I read it, you know, it seems like there's a different level of it, something about it that jumps out at me that I didn't see the other time I read it. Begin to think about, you know, this, you know, like I said, we spend so much of our time in this world, you know, trying to make a living and all these things. And when Jesus, you know, every now and then he'll talk to, like, Mary and Martha. You know, here it is, these two sisters, and one of them was accompanied about by the, you know, she was, you know, that was a need to serve and wait on the ones over there to eat, but he just pointed out, you know, that Mary had the good part. What did he say about Mary? She was seeing the good part. You know, she was listening to Jesus. She was listening to him talk and teach. Although that may have been dishes need to be washed, you know, that may have been things need to be done, but he saw what Mary was, you know, her heart, you know, she zeroed in on what he was talking about and what he was doing on the good part, you know. So anyway, Jesus pointed out some of these things, you know, that how we're to be able to set our affection in this world, you know, to have a balanced life and to balance our life. And I know you can probably go to the extreme with everything, but to get the right balance in our life with the things of God and this life that God has given us. Now, I like to be able to one day, you know, be able to measure up and be one that's be able to set everything free and be able to serve God freely in this world. You know, he talked about his disciples, you know, that one, you know, it's just different times. He about his disciples, you know, if they, you know, he told them about them, you know, if they didn't, his kingdom is not of this world, or else his servants would fight, you know. They had no need to fight. You know, his kingdom, he's not trying to set up an earthly kingdom. You know, that's what how the Jews missed, you know, when they were looking for the Messiah. They were looking for a natural king, an earthly king. But he didn't come down here to be an earthly king. You know, he come down here to deal with earthly people, but to get them ready for another world. So we're part of the people that he's helping to get ready. You know, we want to be, get ready for God's new world that he's going to have, a heavenly world. But anyway, we're here tonight and worship and lifting up our voices in praise to the Lord. We want to mention the visitors here. There's Adrian Chillis, okay, I get that right. And then I remember her name being Hall, but Donna Hall. All right, did I get it right? Okay. All right, I'm glad y'all came to be with us tonight. God bless you. All right. The brothers and sisters, Nigh. Brother and sister, nigh. Yeah. They come by to see us. Good to see y'all, brother and sister, nigh. Good for you. All right. Any more visitors? Well, I kind of heard they were, but I asked him a while ago, and he said that not yet. he thought like he had cut everything loose up in Kansas, but he's not totally moved here either. So he's mobile. You know, Jesus was mobile, brother. Now they said he didn't have no earthly dwelling place. You know. So anyway, they didn't even have a grave site, you know, of its own. He used someone else's. But anyway, we're trying to get where we're not tied to this world. You know, that they used to sing a song about being tangled up and tied up in Jesus. I think that's where it was. All tangled up and tied up in Jesus. You know, you know, we could be tangled up and tied up in this world, but we don't want that. We want to be tangled up and tied up in Jesus. You know, all our, you know, things that we're attached to, you know, we want it to be the Lord that's holding us. And we think about the children of Israel. They said that they didn't know whenever, you know, they moved whenever the cloud moved and the pillar cloud of fire by night. They didn't ever know when that was going to happen. So, you know, they set up the tents, but somebody would always say, you know, if they put the nail the tents pegs in too deep, or too, it'd be hard to move. You know, it might be hard to get them out. So we don't want to get our tent pegs nailed in too deep where we can't move when the Lord wants us to move. We want to be able to move and be able to go with the Lord and make the changes that the Lord requiring of us, you know, that he want us to make in this life. We live here long enough, we not only see changes, but we make changes. Some changes are made for us, but then some changes we have to make. You know, we have to have our minds made up to go with the Lord. Some things, you know, are going to happen whether you ask for it or not. You know, some changes in life is going to happen. But then some changes we have to make them ourselves, you know, make changes to get ready for the Lord, get our hearts ready for God to be able to come in and help us. And I believe the Lord is available to help us. We may not have all the answers, may not have all the light that we're going to have, but the amount of light that we have, you know, we're to walk in that. You know, walk in the light as he is in the light. So we're to walk in the amount of light God has given us. You know, we don't want to wait on the sideline until all the light is starting to shine forth. Then we may not be able to, it may blind us then. But so we're to walk in the light that God gives us and to be able to live for God in the day that we're in. I like to talk about the future, and I like what sounds so wonderful and blessed and everything. And when you, like we say, sometimes reading the back of the book and see who wins and all that, you know, but I got to deal with today. You know, I need to, I'm not in the back of the book, so I'm going to have to get there. So how am I going to get to the back of the book? So I have to be able to go through whatever God is putting me through today. You know, today is a day of salvation. I hope I can live to see tomorrow, but today, like Brother Durham gave us that lesson on faith and trust and how that we are, we hear the word, we faith come by hearing, we hear the word, but then we have to trust to be able to, he said that's the vehicle that God uses to help us to get to where we're headed to, trust, because we don't know all together how it's going to turn out. That's why we have to trust the Lord and trust that he will show us, you know, show us what we need to see and what we need to do at the time that we need to see it. You know, God can help us with that. You know, help us along the way. He may not show it all to us at once, but if he just show us enough to be able to keep us going, to keep us moving on in him, not giving up, not looking back, But going on with the Lord, and that's what I pray, that God will help us to see, you know, what we can see as we go here, as we travel this way and serve the Lord in this day that we're living in. You know, you look around and you see all the things that are going on, and you could get discouraged, you could give up, but we don't want to do that. We want to keep going on, because we know that if we do, you know, only the one that endure will be saved, right? The one that endure to the end, not just endure for a while, but endure to the end. So I don't know if I will be asked for prayer, but okay, let's remember Sister Elsie, Sister Ann's grandchildren. All right. All right. Sister Brenda. Yes. Good to see Jonathan. Abraham, good to see you, brother. God bless you. All right. Remember the meeting in Memphis this week coming up. It's a 3-day meeting, I guess, 2-day or 3-day.
The new meeting list is on the board.
All right, a new meeting list. It's just Abraham. All right, remember Sister Abraham. Family, pray for him. Okay. Remember Sister Lacey. All right. Remember Sister Lacey's dad. All right, Brother Philip. Okay. All right. Remember Brother Fleming tonight. Enjoyed the attitude of young people. Brother Andrew, all fired up. You know, we'll keep them. Hope they can continue to be fired up for the Lord, because that helps us to get fired up. You know, lifting up the Lord like that, praise. Brother Joel, appreciate that very much. And seeing them. You know, I mean that's. You know, I mean, I like, you know, I mean, really, the young people can encourage you. Yes. All right. Any other requests?
Joel wants to announce the Dominican Republic's having a meeting in February 10th through the 13th.
All right.
Make sure y'all know about
that. Y'all hear about that. Dominican Republic meeting. Is that a general meeting, Brother Smith? International. General International meeting in the Dominican Republic, February the 10th to the 13th. Brother Fred said he'd go back in a heartbeat. I think he kind of enjoyed it. I hope I get to go, Brother Stewart, one of these days. All right. Any other requests? Oh, Sister Jerry. Your grandpa, Brother Jerry. Remember Brother Jerry. Sister Sandra said he's sick today. Pray for him, that God will lift him up. Brother Doug, keep praying for him, that God will continue to improve and get stronger. I know he wants to go back to work, but he has to do it when he's strong enough to do it. So pray that God will help him. All right, let's stand and take these needs to the Lord. Pray that he'll help each one of them. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, for your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
God, for your mercy.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for your people. Lord, help them. Touch each one. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Each request, Lord. Lord, help us that our hearts would reach out. Lord, help us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Praise your wonderful.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise your wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, that's all right.
Sorry about that. Mixed emotions.
Praise his name.
If you hear the song and don't life and my love I leave in your hands. I'll gladly perform as your will demands. I know it's not much your gift to repay, but it's all I can do and all I can say. I'm yours, Lord.
Back in Little Rock, good to be in service tonight, and Brother Boyd covered it pretty good today. I just wanted to say it's been an honor and a pleasure being able to travel with Brother Smith. He's a wise man. I've seen him in action. He knows what to say and when to say it. It's wisdom. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Traveled with Brother Boyd and Sister Boyd, Sherry and Mark, and Papa Frida. What he's called? Yeah, Papa Frida. AKA Ethan. but anyway, and words is hard to explain. If you've been down there, you know the feeling, how we feel coming back from the Dominican Republic. people down there that financially they're really poor. I'm not even considered middle class. I live real good here, but my wages, I'm not even considered middle class, but I live so much higher than they do. And being down there and seeing all those people and seeing how much poorer they were monetarily than not me, but spiritually, they seem so much more richer. And I'm not saying I'm poor in spirit, but the spirit was so great. I just felt so humbled. We went to several churches, some Dominican churches and also some Haitian churches. But in each and every one of them, I just felt so unworthy, really. Just so humble, because I could feel God. It's like you're in the presence of God there. And God was there in those meetings. I felt Him. But it was just wonderful. The people were nice. They took us into their homes. They fed us. They gave us drink. They loved us. They're so respectful toward us. And I don't even deserve it. I still feel in my spirit, I feel so humble just having the opportunity to go down there and visit those people. But I want to say I appreciate the chance to get to go, and we're going to try to go in February if Brother Smith lets us. Save up my pesos between now and then, see if we can get enough saved up to make the trip. But it was just outstanding. I mean, the Spirit of God was so rich down there. And God is in the Dominican Republic. And not sure, but it seemed like I've seen history take place down there. We had some brothers come over from Haiti, some leading brothers, and they come to a meeting. And Brother Cyprian, Brother Smith, and Brother Green, all three got up, and they spoke highly of them. The people accepted them. They got up and spoke, and they spoke highly of Brother Smith. They told the people that Brother Smith was there to help them. He's not there to hurt them. He's there to help them. And it just seemed like the Dominicans and the Haitians maybe are just going to come together. And anyway, it just seemed like I saw history taking place there on that Thursday night, Thursday and Thursday night. But it was outstanding. If you ever get a chance to go, it's well worth it to make that trip. Thank you.
I think that was my cue. When the pastor leans up and goes, I guess telling you something. Just stuck a piece of candy in my mouth. Sorry. It was. All I can say is it was awesome. It was just amazing. I mean, those people, when the very first service, the very first night, when they started singing and we think we're doing good with three or four on a microphone. You know, on microphones singing up here. They had, goodness, their church wasn't as big as this platform even. Maybe half of the platform. And they had like 20 gathered around microphones singing. Full blast. And them drums going. And every church that we were in, no matter how humble, they had a keyboard, and they got that music going. I mean, they like noise. They take that seriously, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and they do it too. But after that first song service, the only thing I could think of in my mind was that chorus, "The Lord dwells in the praises of His people." And I mean, they brought Him in. They really did. They didn't take that lightly. They just praised Him right in there. It was amazing. The song service, I mean, they hit it. You talk about dynamics, Brother McGowan. It was up and down and fast and slow and all in the same song. You know, they'd slow it down and really, you know, get feeling in and then pick it up and hit it. It was amazing. And they all, you know, they can be standing there I'm sorry, I said, they'd be standing there, these ladies would be standing there, and they'd just be so nice and calm, and all of a sudden you'd see them do this. And then they'd stand there and sing a little bit more, and then just go again, and before you know it, it's all over them. I mean, it ain't just their hands and not just their feet, it went everywhere. and you could almost see it shooting out their head, you know, they were just, whew. But it was amazing. By the time we got to Guerrero was the first Haitian church we visited, the one he was talking about where the dove had come in, and we were in there listening to the singing, and I didn't know the first song they were singing, so you know, we just kind of, you know, clapped along and everything. But the second song they started singing, next thing I know, that sounds familiar, and Brother Smith caught my eye, and he said, "Don't we know that one?" And it was, "Aren't you glad that Jesus remembered you? Aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to the truth, brought you to the body where he is the head, brought you to the living out from among the dead?" And they just sang that, and you could tell they knew what they were singing, and they meant it every bit. They were just praising God in that little old tin shack, you know, and it was just really touching, you know, to see them really putting everything they had into it in the midst of, you know, what seemed to us to be such humble conditions. But, you know, they were truly thankful, they, you know, for what they had found. And it was a really humbling experience. And then they were all just so loving. I mean, everybody come up to you and hug you, shake your hand. And if they couldn't speak another word of English, they would say, "God bless you." Almost every one of them. A hug, the women giving you a kiss on the cheek, and, you know, "God bless you." They were just, you could tell it meant a lot to them to have people come, you know. And then the next night we went to Bobado, and it was even more humble conditions. And they started singing, "I love Jesus, he's my Savior. He has done so much for me." And I mean, that song, when I heard they were singing that, and I mean from their hearts, they were singing that. And I thought, I looked around and I thought, you know, doesn't look to the worldly eye that he had done a whole lot for them, you know, but they were thinking of the spiritual riches that they had found, and they were truly thankful and blessed, and it just touched your heart. You couldn't help but feel that. Just amazing. And then they sang some other songs that we knew, and, you know, when we come up with one, I learned one in Spanish. Brother Joel's going to help me. We're going to figure out a way to get it into English and hopefully try to sing it. I figured out part of it, I think, but hopefully we can get that pretty soon. But it's just really awesome. I'm hoping we can go back and take our kids and take a bunch of you if you'll come. They had a lot of young people. They had a lot of young people, and they were just excited. You want to talk about young people excited, on fire? They were. You know, they were getting in there, and that half, you know, I'd say probably half of the ones helping with the singing in the choir were under 20. They'd, you know, gather around, they'd be singing, there'd be a little break in the music, and they'd dance around and come right back and sing some more in the microphone, and, you know, they were just, it was amazing. The island, the country's beautiful, but the most of y'all have heard about the villa we got to stay at, and it was gorgeous, and it was beautiful. But the lady there, that she was talking to Fred and I and saying, "Let me give you my phone number. You want to come back for vacation, you know, you can call me." And I was thinking, well, I'll probably be back, but I doubt it'll be a vacation, you know. I don't see just coming and just laying around all day, because the people, you know, visiting the Ciprians and their home, and they were just, you know, just so kind and gracious and loving, you know, and just gave us the best that they had, and you know, treated us like kings and queens. It was awesome. I mean, I felt bad, because I didn't want to be sitting at the table with Brother Smith and Brother Cipriano and Brother Green off somewhere. I was want